The following was recorded live from the sanctuary of Bethel Worship Center, Tuppers Plains, Ohio, reaching the world for Jesus Christ from Meigs County. Join us now and experience an exciting message from our pastor, Rob Barber.
I believe that I need to talk some about spiritual warfare because we are in the midst of a battle. And every person sitting in here is in a battle. This is a spiritual battle that's going on. But I want to tell you something. The spiritual battle that is taking place all around us is also manifest in this physical realm. God has his church, and we are his spiritual body. We are the spiritual body of Jesus Christ. And it would be foolish of us to think that if God has his body or his group, his army in the earth, to think that Satan, who duplicates everything that God does, didn't have his. And the reality is, they're out there. They're out there in many different forms. Sometimes they are so deceived that they don't even realize that they are part of the enemy's kingdom. And other times, they know exactly what they're doing, and they're doing it to bring about what they believe is the kingdom of Lucifer. There's a group of people out there who call themselves Luciferians. And they believe that Lucifer himself was the good guy, and Adonai, which sometimes God is referred to as, is the bad guy. That when Adam and Eve was in the garden, Adonai had them in prison and kept them from having the knowledge of good and evil because it would be good for them. And Lucifer came and set them free from this. Now, if you've never heard this stuff before, you're probably sitting there thinking, you're crazy, Pastor. I'm telling you, it is true. And these people right now in this world have a desire to set up Lucifer's kingdom. Where do you think the Antichrist is going to come from? You see, this is a plan that has been going on for hundreds of years by the enemy. People are his pawns. Now, here's what we got to understand. We're not wrestling against flesh and blood, right? Ephesians. Turn with me to Ephesians 6. We need to read this. Let's go back to verse 10 because it is very good. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Now, what are we going to be strong in? In our own power? In our own belief system? In the power of the government? In the power of an army? Physical army? No. It's the power of the Lord. And that's why it's so important that we recognize right from the beginning, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. If you try to stand against the principalities and powers in anything except the power of God, you will be defeated. You must recognize your spiritual authority and your spiritual power. You must recognize who you are in Jesus Christ. And that you can overcome. And that we will be victorious. We are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. We have the power of God in us. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, before I go on with this, I would like to say how much I appreciated Pastor Otis and Leland stepping in the pulpit while I was gone. Just listen to both of those messages and just fantastic. Praise God. You know, other people stepped up and helped. Doug Stewart, Jim Evans, while we were gone with the life group. You know, I can't say enough about the unity and the desire to accomplish the kingdom work. It's not about individuals here. It's about the kingdom. And I'm excited about that. And that goes right along with what I'm talking about this morning, because united together, if we do not allow the enemy to divide us, there is nothing the enemy can do to stop us. But if he can divide and conquer, he will do exactly that. And we'll talk about some of the spirits that he uses to do that. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. And then he goes on to tell us to take up the armor of God. So here is what we must understand, that we are wrestling against spiritual forces. And in this scripture, he gives us the way that the enemy's camp is organized. We see here that it says there's principalities, there's powers, there's rulers of darkness of this age against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. So we realize that our enemy is very well organized. And just like an army, there's generals, there's lieutenants, there's captains, there's whatever it's called in whatever parts of the military you might be in. There's an order of things until you get right down to those who are at the bottom of the barrel in regards to the hierarchy. There's a high order and then there's a low order. Now, in the kingdom of God, it doesn't work exactly that way. The great thing is that in the kingdom of God, we are all a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. However, God does have an order in the church of those who will step up and be in leadership, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. And the reason for that is so that we will have good, strong leadership to move forward to accomplish the things of God. But the enemy, on the flip side, the enemy is always trying to destroy the work of God, which is the church moving forward to accomplish the things of God. And this enemy that we wrestle against, there are demons, there are low order demons that are always trying to get into people's lives. They're spiritual forces without bodies. And the only way that they can act out their lustful desires is if they can connect to a human being who will allow them to do that. And believe it or not, people are controlled by these forces. Now, on the higher end, I'm just going to talk about the low end and the high end. On the higher end in the demonic force, I believe, are fallen angels. And those fallen angels are those principalities that have rule over everything. In the book of Daniel, Daniel was praying and fasting and asking God to speak to him. And the angel that came to him said that as soon as you set your mind to know what God wanted, I was coming to you. But I was stopped by a demonic force, a prince of Persia that had been set up. That was his job. He was over all of Persia. That's a lot of responsibility and authority. That's a powerful being. And I believe that those are the fallen angels. Now, I have a little different theology in regards to demons and where they came from and all that, and I'm not going to get into that this morning. But I do know that there is an order in the things of the enemy and in his camp. And we must recognize that unless we know who we are in Jesus Christ, there are certain principalities and powers that we better not take on. Jesus said, this kind does not come out but by prayer and fasting. You better get yourself ready if you're going to deal with those things. That's part of the problem with the Church of Jesus Christ today. We're not prepared to deal with the demonic forces that come against us. We're not ready. When they come, we're overwhelmed. Oh my goodness, where did that come from? You ought to be ready and know that the enemy is going to attack you. The enemy's going to try to destroy you. The enemy wants to divide you and conquer you. That's why we have to be aware of these principalities and powers that try to bring in division in the body. These powers that want to destroy, they want to conquer, they want to destroy the body of Christ. How many churches have we seen throughout our time? Over and over, they were doing some great things, and all of a sudden, they just hit a wall. And there was either a division, or the pastor did something stupid, which pastors do a lot of stupid things, right? I'm one of them. I do a lot of stupid things. But they do something morally wrong that just totally destroys the ministry. That's not just because they're human. That's a lot of it. The enemy plays on our humanness. But the reality is, the reason those things happen is that we have an enemy out there who is constantly trying to stop the progress of the body of Christ. He does not want the body to grow, to build. He doesn't want what happened this morning to happen in this place. He wants to stop it. In fact, he has voices, maybe even planted in this church, that are naysayers, that are talking about the things that are wrong with the body rather than what the things that are right with the body. And I can guarantee you that's what the enemy is doing. He's trying to stir up. He's trying to cause division. He'll speak in your ear. And he'll say, well, if Pastor Rob was really spiritual, he wouldn't do that thing or this thing or whatever. If this church was really on track, they wouldn't be having problems with getting people in their children's ministry. I'm telling you, those are the kind of things that the enemy speaks. Well, did you see what pastor's wife was wearing this morning? Everybody's looking at you, Timmy. You see how crazy it can become. I'm telling you, people will say all kinds of ignorant things. One time they said about this church that we heard this rumor that those metal stars that are people put on their barns and houses, you've seen those things, that those were all part of Bethel Worship Center, anybody that had a star on their house, and it was part of our cult symbol, was those stars. Isn't that nuts? That's pretty far out, isn't it? Absolutely. Where do you think those things come from? People don't just make that stuff up. The enemy's speaking to people. The enemy's trying to divide and conquer. If he can't do it from the inside, he'll do it from the outside. Praise God. But I want to tell you something. We can handle what goes on out there. But when it moves to the inside, that's when it becomes a major problem. That's when the enemy, he has a foothold. He has a place in the congregation, in the body, and he's going to try to conquer and destroy. Let me tell you some of the principalities that we have to deal with and how they operate. One of them is Leviathan. Leviathan is a stronghold. Leviathan is a serpent-like entity. And his purpose is to wrap around the congregation and squeeze the life out of us. And that's what he tries to do. Leviathan is a real spirit that is trying to destroy this church and other churches. If you, for some reason, are feeling that the spiritual life is being squeezed out of you, the spirit of Leviathan is working on you, trying to destroy you. He has wrapped his coils around you. If you have ever seen a constrictor, and that's what he is, he's a constrictor. If you've ever seen how they operate, when they get their prey, they'll wrap around their prey and they'll begin to squeeze. And every breath that prey takes, they let it out, then they squeeze a little more. And each time they keep trying to breathe, and each time they get tighter and tighter and tighter until there's no, you can't breathe any longer. When you are in a church, when you're in your family, when you're in your workplace, and it feels like you can't breathe, it's the enemy trying to take the life out of you. But God, praise God, you have authority. When we recognize these things and we see what's happening, we have the authority to overcome them. You can stop it when you recognize it. The problem is, many times we don't recognize what the enemy's doing. Right. We didn't know that it was Leviathan that was trying to squeeze the spiritual life. I didn't know it for a long time that that's what was happening here at Bethel Worship Center. But when we found out, we took authority over it and we cast it out in Jesus' name. Praise God, we're free of that thing. But I want to tell you something, he's lurking around. He keeps trying to get back in. He'll slither under that door. He'll slither in any crack, any place that we possibly will leave open for him. That's why we have to be on guard in the name of Jesus Christ. He'll slither into your family, and he'll get to the point where you feel like you can't breathe in your household. It's spiritual death that he's trying to bring about. It's not physical, and he'll kill you physically if he can. No doubt about it in my mind. Hallelujah. When we were actively battling this thing, I think I mentioned this to you, but Tammy was gone, and I was working at the house, and I saw a piece of plywood, and it was a little windy that day, and I walked over to plug in my skill saw. And as I walked over there, a gust of wind was picked up that piece of plywood and my saw and threw it at me. The plywood hit me, or no, it was something else. One of my tools hit me and made a little place on me. But where the saw hit and the plywood hit, it was on the mobile home, and it made an indentation in it. Tammy came back and she said, "What in the world happened there?" I'm telling you. We were in active battle against the spirit at that time. Yes, sir. And he'll try to kill you, but guess what? God is on our side. Yes, I don't know this for sure, but I have enough faith to believe that there was an angel there that diverted that stuff away from me. Yes, sir. I believe it. He wants to destroy. He wants to kill. And he'll go after the head. Because if he can destroy the head, he can destroy the body. Leviathan is a real spirit, people. Be awake, be alive, be ready. Yes, battle against him. Recognize the symptoms of Leviathan in your life and in your church and in your household. Hallelujah. The next one I want to talk about is Jezebel. Jezebel is a real spirit. Now, we talk about Jezebel, and you can find it, Jezebel in Kings, 2 Kings. Jezebel was a real person. However, the spirit behind that real person is what we're talking about. It actually, that spirit goes all the way back to the Tower of Babel with Nimrod and Sammarabbas. And Sammarabbas had this that same spirit. It's a spirit of control. It's a spirit that desires to set itself up, not as the leader, but beside the leader, to speak into the leader's life so that the church or the family or the direction, the business, whatever it is, will go in the wrong direction. Will go in Satan's direction rather than God's direction. Jezebel spoken into the life of Ahab. Every Jezebel needs an Ahab. And an Ahab is a powerful leader. Let me tell you something about Ahab. Ahab was a powerful man. Of all the kings of Israel, Solomon conquered more land than any king. Who do you think conquered more land after him than that? Most people would say David, but it's not true. It was Ahab. Ahab conquered a lot of territory in his time. He was a very powerful man. We think of him as a weakling because he allowed Jezebel to control him. We think of him as a weakling because he whined and cried because he couldn't get the vineyard that was right beside of his palace. And so Jezebel had to take things into her own hands and kill the man and give the vineyard to Ahab. But he wasn't a weakling. He was a very powerful man with a powerful position. And that's exactly what the spirit of Jezebel wants to do. She wants to move into a position next to the leader and speak lies into the ear of the leader so that the leader will do wrong things rather than godly things. And here's something else that Jezebel tries to do. She tries to kill the spirit of prophecy. Well, who did she try to kill? Elijah. She wanted to kill him. She wanted to destroy him. Why? Because he was the man of God, with the word of God, speaking truth to people. Jezebel always tries to squelch true prophetic utterance. And when she can't, then she begins to move away from the positions of leadership and begins to undermine the ministry from outside rather than inside. Jezebel. Look, we're all susceptible to these spirits. That's the reason I'm speaking to you about it. I want you to understand where we are, who we are in Christ, that we are in this physical battle all around us. It's a spiritual battle, but it's manifest in the physical realm. And in the spiritual realm, we can put an end to the enemy's attacks in our lives if we recognize the enemy that we're fighting against. We can put them down. The third one I want to talk to you this morning about is the spirit of Absalom. Now, Absalom acts a little different than the spirit of Jezebel. Jezebel wants to get beside the leader. Absalom wants to remove the leader. Now, let me tell you what happened in Absalom's life. He was very upset with his father David because David did not deal with his brother raping his sister. David just let it go. And that just ate at Absalom. Here's what happens in a person's life. You know, maybe I better give you some indications of some things. Go back a little bit with Jezebel, because I don't want you to think that it's necessarily always operating in women, because you know, some people get that idea. But it doesn't. It sometimes it operates in men. It operates in anybody that it can. However, my experience with the spirit of Jezebel is that a man cannot handle the pressure that the spirit of Jezebel puts on them. And it'll literally kill them. It will wipe them out. However, a man normally manifests. The enemy usually tries to get into a man's life in the Absalom spirit. Because the Absalom spirit, rather than be in a secondary position, wants to assert the authority of the leader and take over. Absalom got so upset with his dad, it ate on him for years and years and years and years. Until finally he devised a plan. Now listen to me. The enemy is devising a plan right now as I speak.
That's right.
And he's trying to use anybody who will allow him to use them. He's devising a plan. Absalom devised a plan. And his plan was that he was going to set at the gate of judgment and begin to get the people's favor. Here's what Absalom does. You see what I've done for you? I'm a really good guy. I really like you. But you know that leader, that David? David doesn't care about you. And he begins to put a bug in people's ears. And they begin, and it begins, not only is Absalom doing it now, the individual that's being that's manifesting the spirit, but everywhere you look, people start saying, Now, the pastor doesn't really care about us. The leader doesn't really care about us. We don't, you know, and this thing spreads. It becomes a virus. It became a virus in Israel. Until to the place where Absalom was ready to take over the throne. David had to flee. He had to take his few supporters, the people that were around him, that knew him, that loved him, that understood him. He had to flee because Absalom wanted to kill him. That spirit will rise up. That spirit wants to destroy. That spirit wants to usurp authority and take the place of the God-appointed person that has been placed in a position. Whether it's church, and most often it's church, but it can, man, this thing can happen any place, even in politics, probably more often there than any place. These spirits are powerful spirits that want to conquer and destroy. But listen to me, they have other spiritual forces that are working on their behalf, that go out and put bugs in people's ears and say things and speak negative and naysaying. Now listen, I'm not trying to tell you that if there's something wrong in the church, you shouldn't go to the leadership and get it straightened out if you feel like it. But there's an order to that. And the order is go to the leaders. Go to the leaders and talk to them about it. Don't go talking to everybody else to try to get your way. You know that there is a manifestation of an evil spiritual force when the person will come to you and say, I don't mean to talk about the pastor, or I don't mean to talk about the elders, but here's what I'm going to tell you. Listen, we're all human. We can make mistakes. We can get off track. And if you really feel like this church is off track for some reason, we're open for you to come and talk to us. Come and tell us. I want to hear from God. And I know God speaks to you. I know God wants to use each and every one of us. And I'm not above having somebody come and say, listen, Pastor, it looks to me like this isn't exactly the way it should be. And there's probably a lot of things around here. It's not exactly as it should be. But I can tell you this, we're striving to do the will of our Father. We want to do God's will. We want to worship Him in spirit and in truth. We have a desire to hear the direction that God has for this body. And this body has a great task ahead of us. I believe God has incredible things for us to accomplish from this point on. I believe this is a new day. I believe there is new things. I believe it's a new time. That whole theme that things are changing. It's really happening. But it's happening in the spirit realm even as we begin to see it manifesting in the spirit realm or in the physical. We see it in the spirit realm. I'm telling you, we've been fighting and doing battle with these spiritual forces for a long time. And believe it or not, I don't see any end to it. I'm sorry to tell you, it's not just going to go away. We have to stay on guard. We have to put that armor on every day and be prepared to do battle. And sometimes it gets messy. I don't like the messy part. I want everybody to like me. I want everybody to pat me on the back and say, man, you're doing a great job, Pastor. But my the human reality to this whole Christian body, Christ body thing is that not everybody's going to like me. Not everybody's going to think that I'm doing such a great and wonderful job. But those who do, we can unite together and we can move forward and accomplish the things God wants us to accomplish. Yes, the kingdom of God can go forward from Bethel Worship Center if we will unite and allow that to happen. Yes. Unity is the key here. Unity is the thing that will keep us on track with God. Understanding that, yes, you can speak, you can tell the leaders, you can tell us exactly where you think we ought to improve and help. Praise God, when we have elders meetings, they're open. You can come and talk to us. Please do. We have no problem with that. We're trying to direct this church. And if we get input, it's good. We want that. But most important, we want God's will. I need you to hold my hands up as your pastor. You know, Aaron and her, they held up Moses' hands. It was hard for Moses as they were doing battle. He couldn't hold his hands up that whole time of battle, and they had to stand beside of him, hold his hands up. That's what has to happen in this ministry. This is not a Lone Ranger thing. It can never be. We are a body that have been called by Almighty God to accomplish the kingdom work here in this area. And that kingdom work is not just coming together here. We had a wonderful time this morning. Praise God. I enjoyed it. It was good. The Spirit of God was moving. People were touched. But if that's all we do and we just go home, we're missing it. Missing it big time. We are a body that is meant to go out and do warfare, to take the Word of God out into the enemy's camp. Believe it or not, we're just like Jonathan. Jonathan was Saul's son. Jonathan was a man of God based on Scripture, basically what we know about him. And one day he and his armor bearer were separated from his father. They were the only two. And Jonathan just got sick and tired of sitting around being fearful of the enemy. And he said to his armor bearer, maybe we ought to just go out and challenge the Philistines. If we do and we die, big deal. But it's possible that God will be with us if we do. And when they went, he said, if they say to us, come up here, we will know that God is with us. And they went to this bottom of this mountain, this hillside. And they looked up, and the Philistines said, look, the Israelites are coming out of their caves and their hiding places. And Jonathan knew. He knew the Spirit of God rose up inside of him. And that Philistine said, come up here, and we'll show you who means business. And when they went up, they began to, and now here's the thing that you got to understand about this whole situation. It was not easy for them to get to the top of that hill. The Word of God says they climbed up on their hands and knees. How many of us are prepared to meet the enemy by climbing up on our hands and knees? This is where we're going to get victory before the Lord. And if we can prepare ourselves, we'll be just like Jonathan and his armor bearer. That day, they slew 20 of the Philistines, and suddenly there was an earthquake, and there was power of God came, and the enemy turned on themselves and wiped themselves out. By the time Saul got there, the battle was almost over, because two people united with a purpose decided that they were going to do something rather than sit around and wait for the Holy Spirit to move on their behalf. That's our problem. We're waiting on God to do it when God is saying, I'm waiting on you to do something so I can move. That's what He wants from us, His people. I told you about these spirits this morning not to scare you. I don't want you to have any fear. I want you to know that you have the power in Jesus' name to stand against these things. Amen. Everywhere Jesus went, He cast out devils. Everywhere the apostles went, they cast out demons and devils. They had no fear of the principalities and powers because Jesus Christ was truly Lord of their life. And that's what I'm encouraging you today. Make Jesus Lord of your life. And together, united, we as a body will accomplish the things God wants us to accomplish. I believe we have many things here in this area, in our 50-mile radius, in the world to accomplish. Absolutely. We're part of the greater body of Christ. And that greater body is on the move.
That's right.
Amen. Stand with me.
Hello, this is Pastor Rob Barber. I hope this message has touched you in some way. Our purpose and desire for these podcasts is to edify believers and share the good news of salvation in Christ. If you'd like to receive Christ as your Savior today, look up Romans chapter 10, verse 9. It makes it very simple. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. If you'd like more information on salvation, visit our website at bethelwc.org. We have a section that explains it in more detail. If you confess Christ for the first time today, welcome to the family, and we would love to hear from you. Be blessed.